too today. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Let's check in with Mark Scotch in the Oregon Trail. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, TK.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that's good. Now, you, the Oregon Trail, this is the Oregon Trail 6.0, I think you labeled it as, has been a, how, what, three-week trip, two-week trip?
Exactly a month.
Okay. So, wow, that went by quick then. It's been maybe not as quick for you, but you've been busy, it sounds like. You've been busy for every day, it seems like. Why don't you tell us, you wrap things up. So tell us what happened in the past week or so.
Well, we rode from Salt Lake City to Denver, which is a little over 8 days, I think, is what it took. And coming into Colorado, of course, we had to get over the mountains. And first mountain we had to get over was Vail Pass, and that's at 10,000 feet. So we started at Glenwood Springs at a little over 5,000 feet, and myself and two other guys, one from Wisconsin that flew out for me to join me and support me, and the other guy from here in Colorado. And so we three took off and did 80 miles and climbed a mile high.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. We ended up at 10,000 feet. And then I had a little trouble with my ankle. I've got an Achilles issue, and I decided to let my teammates bail me out a little bit. And then the very next day, they climbed up to the top of Loveland Pass, which is at 12,000 feet. And even at 10,000 feet, we were running in the snow. We couldn't actually go down Vail Pass. We got up to it, climbed up to the top, and then the trail was blocked with snow, so we couldn't go downhill. Same thing with Loveland. We ended up going down the interstate for a few miles so we could hit an exit that would get us back on the bike trail, so to speak.
Oh, wow. So you had to make quite a few adjustments then. And then did that thin air bother you guys too, or take adjustment, or was that okay?
I think I was pretty acclimated to it. And the guy from Stanley that came out, my friend Adam, he was really concerned about it because he flew out the day before. But he handled it very well. He did notice his lungs were a little tight, but he persevered.
Yeah, well, that's good. And tell everyone, if people are following along on Facebook, it's the Oregon Trail on Facebook, or markscotch.com on the internet, following your trips that you have here. And you are doing this all for awareness of live kidney donations and liver donations and any type of pretty much donations, wasn't it?
Yes. You know, I'm a living kidney donor and liver donor, a part of my liver, and the liver regenerates, so they can just take a part of it. And my wife is too, Lynn, back in Stevens Point, or Plover, I should say. And we just feel that there's such a need out there, and we just feel also that it's such a solvable problem. I mean, if we educate more people, just on this trip alone, a number of people are getting registered and going through the process to see if they, too, can become a living kidney donor. And, you know, there's just a need, and, you know, the ride is more of a way to demonstrate that, hey, you can donate a kidney, save someone's life, and live a completely normal life afterward if you think, you know, riding 2,000 miles in a month is normal.
Yeah, you don't have to do the 2,000 miles in a month if you
no.
don't want to. But, yeah, and going up the mountains like that, too. But that is that was quite a road trip for you, and you made quite a few stops along the way, too, didn't you?
Yes, we stopped at a number of locations along the way, and Los Angeles kicked it off with some really good events. We had events in Phoenix, Las Vegas, Salt Lake, and now in Denver today, later today, in about, you know, 4 or 5 hours, we're going to be doing an event here with the local transplant hospital that I've come to know some of the people on their staff. And again, we're going to wrap it up with some speakers. Most of the speakers that really get to me are the people that have received in Oregon after, you know, wondering if they're even going to live. Mm. And very inspirational, very motivating.
Yeah, that would be. And it's just, you know, on your end, and you seem like you don't make a real big deal about it, but think of the lives that you saved with your donations, too. I know you're trying to help out making everybody aware of donations, but you saved a few people's lives along the way, too.
Well, the little girl that got a sliver of my liver is in Phoenix. We got to spend some time with their family, and, yeah, she's 2 and a half now, and, you know, parents... just, you know, are so overjoyed that mm-hmm. she's there and normal.
I can't imagine what they were going through. And now it's, like you said, now she's normal. So that's what a great feeling that's got to be on your end. And what a great thing you're doing, just making people aware that you can actually do this and help people in the world. And like you said, for especially we were talking about the live kidney donation, such a need for kidney donation right now.
Yeah, Wisconsin, actually, I think there's two people dying every week on average right now in Wisconsin. Across the country, 13 people die every day at a minimum. There's probably more waiting for a kidney transplant. And again, I just hate to harp on it, but it is solvable, if I think more people knew. And the fact that I had friends and complete strangers join me on this ride, flying from Tennessee, from Oregon, from Illinois, Minnesota, to join me on this, you know, on their own dime. They're all volunteers. I think that kind of proves that there's a lot of people out there that believe this. And if we can just get the message out to more people, you know, we can just save more lives.
Yeah, and just with this trip alone, you see, well, for you, you've been gone a month. But if you could reach just a couple of people to for a live kidney donation and save a few lives, boy, that trip is, I would say, a big success because of that. Because that is incredible that what you're doing, and people are just tuning in. We're talking with Mark Scotch, and it's the Oregon Trail 6.0. You can follow him on Facebook, the Oregon O-R-G-A-N Trail, and markscotch.com about his trips. Now, when you come back, you'll have to come back in the studio so we can wrap all this up. And I'm knowing you for the few years that I've known you now, I would think you probably got something else about ready to go.
Well, there's been a lot of questions about my next ride. So, yeah, there will be another ride, and I'll be next summer. And let's just say it's going to end up locally.
Okay, well, that's good. A big thank you for everything you do, Mark. And it sounds like you had a great trip and a successful trip. And I would imagine you're going to come home and then sleep for about a month.
Well, I'm going to come home and get my bees ready. I raised bees and clover. I got bees ready to pick up either Friday or Sunday. And then my wife has a little trip planned for us. We're going to leave Friday with our travel trailer, go down to Iowa, actually, to the Field of Dreams.
Hmm.
They're having an event there. A guy that received a liver, I think he lives in Nebraska or Colorado. I can't remember. Maybe out east. But anyway, he's a big baseball fan.
Okay.
So he's been going across the country on his adventure. And he's convinced Major League Baseball, minor league, high school, college, he doesn't care, throwing out the first pitch to represent a donor pitching to a catcher who received an organ.
Oh, wow.
And they've got an event at Field of Dreams in Dyersville, you know, Iowa. And Lynn and I are going to go down and participate in that.
Are you going to be throwing the first pitch?
I don't think so. We're just going to go. They're inviting all donors and recipients,
okay,
or anybody that wants to come out and have a catch on the field.
Oh, how neat is that? No, that is so cool. You just don't stop. You just keep going. Well, when you come back, we'll have to bring you back in the studio and talk all about this.
Thanks, TK. You've been amazing to support us this way. Thank you so much.
I'm happy to do it. Thanks, Mark. And we'll talk to you when you get back.
Take care. Bye.
All right. That's Mark Scotch. It's the Oregon Trail, and you can follow him, like I said, on Facebook. It's the Oregon Trail on Facebook. It's O-R-G-A-N Trail on Facebook, and markscotch.com. What a great thing that he is doing, too. And biking all those miles, that's unbelievable as well. So what a great thing, and thanks to Mark for doing all of that.